And this is part two, a continuation from our last outdoor report with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone, talking the fishing around Little Bay to Knock. So here we go. Let's continue now from earlier this hour. And, of course, walleye season and pike season closes here tomorrow. So, basically, that just leaves, you know, the perch fishing anyway. And what's the earliest you've ever seen ice off on the bay?
It would have to be probably by late March. It seems to me here a few years back we were barely able to walk out on the last day of walleye season. It had warmed up really quick, and then by early April we were getting the boats out, and the perch fishing was going really good in garden and in the bay here. And we're kind of looking forward here too. Our brown trout seem to be coming back here, so I'm really hoping this spring we'll have a decent spring brown trout fishery in around Escanaba and the Ford River area.
Yeah, you kind of jumped ahead of me there. That was going to be my last question. I wanted to know, you know, like you just said, it seems like the brown trout fishery has really kind of started to make a comeback. It's not like gangbusters, but people are catching a lot more browns in different places now on a more consistent basis. Where's the first place that typically that starts?
It would be further south more. I know the last few years out off of Cedar River, guys have been getting them down that way. And then last spring, my dad made a few trips fishing off around the mouth of the Ford River where we consistently used to catch browns and splake years ago. And he didn't catch a lot of fish, you know, maybe only one or two a trip, but they were definitely there. So, yeah, we're definitely going to be trying the Ford River area a lot more here this spring.
And how do you typically fish for them?
You just kind of fish in shallow water, working the shorelines. It helps if you got some wind blowing in, gets the water stirred up a little bit. Generally 8 to 15 feet of water. A lot of just long lining with shallow running crankbaits, floating rapalas, thunder sticks, husky jerks, any of that kind of long, slim, minnow profile type of baits. Usually the bright colors work pretty well, you know, your fire tigers and oranges, and just, yeah, I don't know, 30 to 100 feet back behind the planer boards is pretty typical. Just trawling real slow along the shorelines.
So you got to have planer boards then?
You don't absolutely have to, but if you want to put a full spread of, you know, three lines per person, yeah, obviously you're going to have planer boards. But, you know, if you're just fishing by yourself, just long lining them out behind the boat without boards works just fine.
What about the inline planer boards?
Inlines work just fine too, yeah.
Okay.
Fishing exactly the same way you would for walleyes.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time today, Chris. It's kind of a bittersweet time whenever the ice becomes unfishable, and now the waiting game for open water, right?
You said it.
All right. Well, we'll check back with you probably next week just to see if you know how things have progressed as far as the melting.
All right. We'll let you know.
And hopefully we'll talk to you sooner than later. How about that?
Sounds good.
Chris from Baby Bait and Tackle, and this is The Outdoor Show.